He's an absolute weapon, isn't he?
Yeah, big weapon.
Okay. Hi. All right. Simon Preston has joined us all the way from Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Did he just come in just for this, by the way? Or did he? Did he come just for this stream?
Do you know, actually, it's been quite a journey because the way I had to come here was a big mess. I was supposed to go Atlanta straight to Manchester, but because of immigration, they made me miss my flight.
So in America?
In America. So I had to go
Trump now.
Jamaica to Atlanta, Atlanta, Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Manchester.
Wow. I feel like I've been on it with you.
Yeah, quite a journey, but it's my debut and it's a pleasure to be with Joe, who I've seen on XS Manchester, and the man beside me who I've been following for the last 5 years. Happy days.
That's the most positive thing that's going to be said today.
It is the most positive and enlightening thing that's going to get said tonight, because the rest of this is going to be bad. Do you know what the second best thing that happened tonight was? I smashed a can of dog food with a wooden dildo and got dog food in my eye. And that was better than watching the game. And I'm not even kidding. That is a 100% thing that happened. It's not a dildo. It's a bottle opener
shaped as a penis.
Which Saman Davey's scared of.
If you want to call it that, yeah.
Four hits of the dog food, and then on the fourth one, the dog food burst everywhere, and it was disgusting. And it was more entertaining.
Because Mitch pulled the ring pull off the can. If Mitch could open a can, we'd have no dramas in it, would we?
Yeah.
No. Mash your dog food.
And then
with
dog food everywhere. That was the most entertaining thing that's happened to us this night, as we all sat down and watched United get picked.
Trying to think what else has happened tonight that might have been entertaining.
The pizza
was good, yeah.
We got a good pizza. We went a barbecue meat feast and then like a tomato-based meat feast, which was good. But when I had the barbecue meat feast, I went back to the tomato-based meat feast. I was like, I prefer the tomato-based meat feast. I think the barbecue was a little on the overwhelming side.
Yeah, that's true. We should have asked. I had the final piece for you.
And the wings earlier wasn't bad either.
Oh, it's got a hot wing. It's like a food review, this, because we don't want to talk about what just happened.
Someone in the comments here, Warren, says, are you going to stop licking Marshall and Pogba's arse this summer? Everything Sunez says about him is a fact. For starters, that's not true. And I don't lick Marshall's arse. I think he's a very lazy player. Yeah, we nearly talked about it. Let's read up something else.
It started, hasn't it?
Right, United got beat 3-0 by Barcelona in the Nou Camp. And I posted an hour-long video of Ashley Young doing a Cruyff turn in slow motion.
Well, that was a good highlight.
Yeah.
Some good music on that one as well, like a circus kind of music, an hour of it, and because Ashley Young again, well, we don't want to go too nice, but he made a mistake that led to the first goal, which is unfortunate, because if you're going to redeem yourself, being the United Cup books, it's not the Nou Camp, it's when you 1-0 down to Barcelona, it's when you need the win. Nah, he didn't. Wasn't fancying it today.
But the crust on Pizza Hut is well better than Domino's.
Yeah. The cheese in the middle.
The Pizza Hut crust just annihilates. Pizza Hut is an often overlooked pizza because people look for the Rudy's style ones and go for the fancy ones with a bit of oil on.
You can't
beat a good Pizza Hut pizza.
No, you're right, Steve.
I can't argue with that.
This fantastic content is brought for you by the good folks at Betbull, and you can come and join us because we've got up to £100 in sign-up offers to give you good folks. In all seriousness, look, they're sponsoring the channel for the month, and if we get shit ton of you download it, they're going to sponsor us for the whole season. If they sponsor us for the whole season, then you lot better trust me, the amount of content I can bring you guys is going to go absolutely through the roof. So please, even if you just like some of the content and you're able to and you're over 18 and all that sort of stuff matters,
do it.
Download the app. It's free app, and just for downloading it, you're getting thrown into the hat to win a signed Marcus Rashford shirt. I promise it won't be one for time. Did you have any bets today?
I didn't have a bet today, but I was leaning towards a Barcelona scoring two goals. That was what I was leaning towards.
Did you have a bet tonight?
It was mainly about United winning 2-0.
So you lost. It was mine first. He's going to come up over Joe. Look at that. It's beautiful.
Disappeared.
I had my first goal scorer. How close that was until he hit the bar.
Yeah, 38 seconds or something like that. Yeah,
and he didn't go in. The next bet that I had that also didn't come in was I had a Liverpool win, which hasn't even happened yet. I had City Spurs to draw, and that's not even happened yet. I had a Barca win.
Yeah, that happened.
And a Juve win, and that didn't happen because Ajax are going through. Now, I saw a player for Ajax called Daily Blind, I think he's called. I think that's how you say it.
Sure, that's how it's pronounced.
I think Blind is how it's definitely Daily Blind. He'd be good.
Yeah, I'll just be good by him.
I think he'd be better than some of our defenders.
Isn't he the same one that at the World Cup 2014 that made a decent impression?
Correct. Anyway, if you liked any of those bets, and of course you would, there'll be some more bets coming out this week that you can come and follow us. It's a social betting app where you can abuse all your mates for their shit picks and stuff like that. Download the link. The link is in the description. If I get loads of sign-ups, we get to do loads of really, really awesome content, like going on pre-season tour, all that sort of stuff. So really appreciate anyone that comes and downloads it. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
So one comment that came out there is John Joe says, why are you so angry? I don't think we're angry.
Why aren't you? I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, that's the line, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are three disappointed fans sitting in front of you telling you that we're shit tonight. And there's not been on the bush there. Barcelona absolutely battered us. We had that glimmer of hope at the start.
It's not a dog food.
Yeah, we had that glimmer of hope at the start where we played quite well.
5 minutes or so, we was like, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
So many chances.
And it's the hope that kills you off.
And I said that. And then, number 18. Can we play some sad music? Can I request the Hovis music?
Of course you can.
Yeah,
number 18.
No problem with that.
Decides to try and throw in a Cruyff turn at left back in the fucking Nou Camp.
Yeah, and he had lots of time on the ball, and he had lots of other opportunities to feed the ball to better players who were good at distribution, like Paul Pogba, etc., etc. Fred was in the middle. He holds onto the ball for too long, and he unfortunately loses it, because you can't be angry at number 18 anymore. You just got to be disappointed, because I'm just frustrated. He had so much time with the ball, it might have got to his head a bit, and his distribution was poor. The next thing you know, Messi gets the ball, picks it up, and just has a dig. And it's as simple as
that. Is it time for Young Watch?
But you know,
I think we've got the graphic. Cam's just gone, oh shit, have I got it? There it is.
Alright. Young Watch.
He was shit.
Simply put.
There you go. Young Watch over.
It's quite disappointing
roll
though,
credit.
You know.
I'm not saying that again. I've been here four times.
Roll credit. Yeah. Roll credit again. He was shit. There you go. That's Young Watch.
Young Watch.
That was Young Watch.
And you know, since the
Young Watch needs like some sort of like sort of music,
something like that.
Like a 70s cop show. No, like a 70s cop show. not like that. Like a like a
okay, right.
Like a nice soul guitar.
I get the guitar playing. Yeah. Young Watch, simple over. Yeah. Let's move on because it's coming again. How many times are you going to play Young Watch, Cam?
Yeah.
All right, is that a delay?
Just make a phone call, though, Joe.
Joe off the radio, everyone. Play it.
Play it again.
He'll get there one day.
Did anyone impress you?
Impress.
Is that a question for us? Or is that
I don't think Ollie impressed me with his subs. On one hand, I go, okay, he brought the low on for... Someone saying, where's the other graphic for Young Watch?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe now is the time for that.
What, with the bird and the... No one impressed me today, which is sad. In the midfield, it was a bit poor. We rest McTominay on the weekend to give him this shining light in midfield, and it might have just been the moment of, he's only a young lad going to the Nou Camp and the weight of United's world on his shoulders, and he just didn't sort of show. And then again, neither did his teammate, who was a World Cup winner, Paul Pogba. He didn't show.
He was shit, wasn't he?
Fred was okay.
That's a tough one to say.
Fred was okay.
Was anyone okay? I mean,
Alexis Sanchez was okay, apparently.
Good. It was a good header. Yeah. Not sure about that mustache.
Yeah, he was trying to send a ball into towards Pogba, but Pogba didn't really show that zest to get that
ball really
touch.
Didn't,
yeah.
There was a lot of times you just saw Pogba just sort of like transferring his weight from his left foot to his right foot in the middle of the park, and you're like,
yeah. Pretty much that sums up. Yeah.
I was like, is he channeling inner Brian Robson 1984 there?
I don't think he is. So Sanchez, okay, maybe for 5 minutes, but you know, that might have been the fact that he's at the Nou Camp. He got a nice reception when he came on, but he didn't bag and he didn't score. None of United players. I mean, who's your favourite United player tonight?
No one was impressive, to be honest. And going back to after the internet,
real after that, comms.
Yeah, he was good on commentary. He had that nice suit on, yeah. But since the end of the international break, that Watford game moving on, we've had space to exploit in the final third, but the decision making again has been quite lackluster, and you could see once again that even with the opportunities, we haven't been able to make them more clear cut.
Them corners, they were an absolute piss take.
Yeah, every single one as well.
The first corner on it, we saw everyone line up. We went, oh, everyone's lining up on the back post.
Yeah.
And I went, is hitting the first man.
Yeah.
Not only did it hit the first man, it bounced before it hit the first man. Yeah. And you're like,
you could see that they were clearly working on something in corners, because the new set pieces of the new camp were going to be key. So you watch the first corner, they all kind of get round to the left hand side of the post and they sort of hover there in a group. And then as soon as Jasim goes to take it, they all spread out and try to cause a bit of confusion. And you who know what would have happened if the ball landed in the box? Well, fuck me, it didn't even get past the first man. So all that work and hard work they've gone about figuring out how they could penetrate the Barcelona defence.
Oh, we got penetrated.
Yeah, he got penetrated. Try and get the ball in the back of the net. Oh, my God. Looking good. Right. You watch it, you think, oh, something's happening here.
And Josie was saying, I mean, Ole was even saying in a press conference, you know, we're bigger than them, so we should be making use of these dead ball opportunities.
Yeah, but we got the delivery of a,
the adjective will come.
Yeah.
The adjective will come. But Joe was asking during the game, where's Fellaini and where's Matic?
No. You used to where's Fellaini, Simon. Where's Matic? Matic could have done all right today if he was still fit.
Where do we start the rebuild here then? Because let's be honest, it's not only is it needed, it's long overdue.
Well, this what you're God, jumped a bit. This went sell everyone. You said sell everyone.
Oh no, I was keeping it quite a lid on it there. But yeah, I mean.
And when you say everyone, who are you going to sell?
Everyone. Well, no, I'm not saying everyone, but like, there's a lot of people need to go. Yeah. Like, I think you can start the clear out. For me, first out the door is Alexis Sanchez, because he's skewed the wage bill of everyone else.
And he's not getting rid.
So Sanchez gone. See ya.
Right.
If Herrera's going to sign a new deal elsewhere, okay, cool. You go too.
That's two.
Mata, I don't think you suit the system. Get out of the door.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing. It's just just reality. I think we're going in a different direction. Damian, Rojo. That's one fine. Of Jones or Smalling. So that's six. And then you're like, but you can make a case for Pogba if you want to go. Make a case for
you
Dave.
Did look cast, mate.
There's
if
one
you don't want to sign a contract, if you don't want to sign a contract, mate, you can't afford to lose you on a free.
And there's one more that's definitely going, and that's Antonio Valencia.
So, well, and yeah, we didn't even mention Antonio Valencia because he's bounced.
So about seven or eight people might leave Old Trafford, but the worrying thing is how many are actually going to come in, because I doubt hardly many.
Not eight.
No.
So we're going to have
I think you could go Greenwood, Gomez, Laird, or Greenwood, Gomez, Tuan Zebe. There you go. That's three essentially like signings, because they're going to be part of the first team squad. You still need five others to replace all those.
Do we think
you can make five signings?
How about Timbo? Timbo's going to come back.
I'm not hearing good things about what's going on with Tim.
Do you want Timbo back?
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, Simon, but you know, never mind.
He was one of the best in the academy that I've ever seen. Some poor decision making, which I'm not necessarily putting out in public just yet, on what he did at Crystal Palace, plus also Wan-Bissaka. To be honest, Wan-Bissaka's very good and he took his place. He wasn't just shit. Wan-Bissaka's very good and he took his place. At Fulham, it's not been quite the same. There's been some attitude issues, so. You know, if he's doing that, wait till the fame hits him at United. I don't think he's going to last. So, Axel Tuanzebe, by the flip side of that, looking fantastic.
Is he?
Looking fantastic. Not only is he looking fantastic, looks like he's doing deadlifts for breakfast.
So you're saying they're not necessarily after buying some players, these players might already be available for United. Just give them that boost to come into the first team.
No, I think that you've got to bring signings in, but I think if you're getting rid of eight, three of those places at least should be taken up by some of the youth.
Some of the attacking options as well. You brought in, because we mentioned a lot of players that might be going, like Mata, they just fit their roles, or do you see anyone else going from the
Gomez fits Mata's role. Gomez fits Mata's role. If Marcus puts it, Marcus hit the target, Christ.
How many of you watching it? We're absolutely buzzing with Marcus. Out of nowhere gets that one on one. And it was like a little dink and it chores.
The nonchalance in him when he puts the ball in, you're like, it's fucking in there.
I don't think he realised the opportunity he had. He was just like,
trying to chip the keeper, isn't it?
Yeah, it was unreal. Let's just say that could change the game. Sadly, we're sat here and United aren't in the Champions League. But you said before we had two games where we didn't believe we were going to be in it. We shouldn't have got past Paris. We did.
Yeah.
And we got to New Camp. We didn't get battered at Old Trafford. But we should have got something a bit more out of Old Trafford. But then we got absolutely battered today. Tanked.
Like the video if you're devoed. Like the video if you're an opposition fan laughing at us. Like the video if you're a better left back than Ashley Young.
3,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, how do we get up here now? Because since that victory at Paris, we've been shit.
For some weird reason, we've been focusing on Barcelona. Now, I've said this after West Ham, we did our little review. Was there's no point focusing on Barcelona when we rest McTominay for the game against West Ham. We need to focus on these big games now. You've got two key games, Everton and the Manchester derby as well, which is going to be a lot of pressure put on that top four and them racing for the title. So you've got two big games coming, and that's before April finishes. It's going to be hard, man. So what you do is you look and you focus on them games. You do the small things right, you get the right players, have the momentum, you up Martial, Lingard, you were signed.
What you just said, get the signings right. But that's such a throwaway comment, but it's small things. But you're right though, it's such a key thing that we just don't get right, do we?
Yeah.
Look at the we spend money like a lottery winner that's 10 pints deep, right? We throw it around, I'll fucking buy that for you and all.
But it's an interesting mold that you made mention of what you see teams in other leagues do. The Barcelonas, the Real Madrids, the Juventus, they cherry pick the best from that league.
Correct.
And that is exactly how they become successful. Could we do that with the Wolves players, Crystal Palace players?
We should do that. We've got a quote here from Ollie in the aftermath of all this. He says, "We have to rebuild the team and there will be signings this summer."
Well, that's
just a message to everyone who's shit today. I hope so. Fuck off.
That's confidence.
Can't be sat here this time next year. Might even be the Champions League this time.
I love the encouragement.
Can't be sat here and getting beat.
Ziggy says totally deflated team lineup and tactics, including players that fight. See, a lot of people, and I think it's a lot of trolls in honesty, going in at Ollie. Like, we was getting dicked down with Jose, one of the best defensive managers in the game. Mm-hmm. You can't expect Ollie to. The lift that he's coming has been tangible. We're still top of the Ollie league, I think. We are currently still top. Is that right? We are, aren't we? Which, for those that don't know, is the league table essentially since Ollie was appointed. United are top of it because Ollie's done the best.
Right.
Here's another Ollie quote. There are a couple of levels above over the two games. Fair. We want to play these games again next year, so we have a massive week coming up. There's no point dwelling on what could have been. We have to focus that week. Yeah.
Just to class. I think the first quote was best. Second quote was classic Ollie quote. Classic manager quote. We've got to focus on Hulk off.
Yeah.
Because the feeling you've got to focus on each game is Cubs. I don't know. You focus on each game is Cubs, but I still think it was funny that certain players were rested for tonight's game.
So it's just about getting through these five games and then he can plan ahead and see what exactly he wants to move forward. And Steve has made mention numerous times about getting a pre-season under your belt.
Yeah.
Now, if they're able to work week in, week out with that sort of system, you'd feel that they'll be able to mesh into it instead of preparing for this game 3 days later, next game. So now it's sort of a rebuilding process.
It's working on all its system. Yeah, you see it time and time again when a new manager comes in. If they have this higher tempo versus a lower tempo, you've seen it with Klopp when he came in, you see it with Pep to an extent when he came in, you've seen it with loads of other managers when he came in. There's a massive bounce, and then there's a massive rebound when the players just start not being able to handle it. I think there's been an element of that to a certain extent, but I think there's also been the tempo of matches has been like two games a week. There is no time to work on shape and prep. It's literally tactics, recovery, play, tactics, recovery. Well, there's no time to work on that sort of
stuff. And that's a cycle,
Where Chelsea have been fairly successful recently, and obviously that City and Liverpool especially with no European football in the early part, have been able to work on that stuff on the training ground during the week and get used to Klopp's system nice and quick. City have had a little bit of longevity there. Plus, also, the whole club was set up for Pep's arrival prior to him coming, so they knew what was coming. Ollie's style of football is different.
No one thought Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
It's different to Jose's. I mean, even look at the last couple of signings. Dalot and Lukaku were signed. Dalot was signed to fit Lukaku after we didn't get Perisic because he's a guy that can cross the ball. Mm-hmm. So, is Dalot's future in doubt? I mean, potentially. You know, there's even Lukaku's future in doubt, potentially. So, you know what I mean? There's so many issues that you've got a patchwork quilt built by four or five men, including Fergie, let's be honest. Like, half of the signings today, in fact, how many of those signings today were Fergie's?
And I think a lot of someone was saying that the back four, a lot of them played in Fergie's 2011 team, Small, Jones, It was just like
Ashley Young.
But yeah, four out of the five would have
won.
So you're looking at this, four out of the five players in tonight's team played in Sir Alex Ferguson, who fucking retired 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? And that team in 2011 was 8 years ago. I remember reading that tweet.
Do you know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
You look at like other clubs have been able to buy a goalkeeper and replace him, buy another goalkeeper to replace the goalkeeper that you bought to replace your goalkeeper. Yeah. And then they're buying more centre halves and centre and full backs than you can possibly play in a season. And you just think, we spend a lot of money, but like I said, you spend it like a pissed up lottery winner in a kebab shop.
Shite.
Like, yeah, there's no, like, you don't necessarily, if we go out and spend 100 million on a centre half, there's no guarantee of anything. But if we was being sensible, there's a 25 million, 29 year old Premier League top draw footballer in Aldevero. If we've got a budget this year and we go, look, right, let's say it's 200 mil, yeah, right, you've got to balance the books. You go, okay, let's sell him for this and we'll get him in for that and we'll get him in for that, rather than just going, fucking, you have some fucking son. Does he sell shirts? Get him in.
Yeah.
Like,
he has the face, he has the image.
70 million or something, maybe 100 on Gareth Bale, when we've got a fucking defence that needed changing 5 years ago. Like, what are we doing? I hope that director of football.
Alison, what on earth are you wearing? That was a comment.
So, Ashley Young t-shirt, mate. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but there's over 3,500 viewers watching. Okay. So hit that like button, smash it.
Hit the like button if you're a better fullback than Ashley Young.
Yeah. Yeah, if we get to 1,000 likes before the end.
Lingard, you can't make errors in these games. We dominated for the first 50. I'm going to say
dominated.
We had chances, Jess. Come on, mate. Yeah. Messi Lingard brought his A game. If you're going from Z to A, he did bring his A game.
Yeah.
If you're talking in what normal people go with, I don't think he even got out of bed today.
No, just chilled out and just he showed you up in the second goal. He just had a little pop. And it just unfortunately didn't go through David De Gea. I mean, what was David De Gea saying?
800 million spent since Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
800 million is an right, we didn't need a keeper. That was right. Yeah. So that's 80 million pound player in every position.
Pretty much. Almost.
Did that all by myself.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
That's shit.
Yeah.
That is shit.
No, yeah, we obviously sold. We've sold 48 people. How have we only got 28 come in and 48 departed?
Remember on LVG we had a tight squad. He wanted the majority come through the academy.
Yeah.
And just
he came in and he went, there's 15 spaces available in my first team. The other 10 will be academy players. So if you don't buck up, you're gone. It would almost have been interesting to see what Louis was going to do in his third year, because it was a 3-year project for him. And you'd already started to see the some of the fruits of it with what he was bringing for you. Fucking everyone got a debut in Louis, didn't
they? Yeah.
Bring your boots on the side. Yeah, you was fucking getting one.
Call.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What do you think about David De Gea today?
I thought he was fucking shocking for his goal. And you add that to the fact he's kicking on Saturday, which I think some people go to town on a little bit much, but like, Jesus Christ, it was better to just give a throw-in away than try and keep possession and give it Dave. Now, there's another symptom of that, which is the other symptom of that is some of the options aren't good enough. You can't go to Smalling and play out the back. So that puts pressure on De Gea to go long. But he's going long to Jesse Lingard. So always, if you're the man in possession, I don't care if that's Marcus, if it's David De Gea, if it's Pogba, or if it's club captain, you're the man responsible for the ball. You've got to make a good decision. That's why you're paid hundreds of thousands a week for it. Hundreds of thousands a week to make good decisions. Otherwise, look at us three, I'll have a go.
Because Jesse Lingard at 5'7" is not winning an aerial ball, is he? Wan Mata either.
No. And you putting aerial balls up to Wan Mata and Jesse Lingard is fucking ridiculous. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
It's a bad idea. It's like locking me in an all you can eat and thinking I'm just going to fucking get a salad.
With me.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can join a salad if you want.
Why not?
Simon just found out that Pizza Hut does all you can eat. You should see his eyes light up.
What, for lunchtime?
Yeah.
Oh, happy days, mate.
Let's see if we can put 2 stone on Simon before he goes back.
That's alright.
Jacob would be like, what have they done to you?
He'd be like, listen, exactly. Pizza Hut buffet. Yeah. All you can eat Pizza Hut. It's sick.
It's good, isn't it? It's really good. Not too expensive either.
It's like £6.
Pizza Hut.
Poorly fish.
£6?
Poorly fish, £6.
That's a bargain.
Poorly fish, what does that mean?
£6.
You just made it up. Has anyone else heard that?
Never heard Paulie Fish?
Put in the comments.
£6.
If you think Steve's just made that up. Paulie Fish, not even right.
Paulie Fish.
Paulie Fish. £6.
£6.
Oh, right. I didn't have £6.
Me, I'm smelling dog food.
It's fucking stinks in this studio. Oh,
really? This review has been
holy
mental.
Fish, 6 quid, what's that about? Right, get it now. Sorry about that, everyone.
No, I just find the pizza was better than the performance, though, wasn't it?
The pizza was better than the performance. Oh, God. Getting dog food at me, I was better than the fucking performance.
Yeah.
Let's hope Everton and
LA
will
be better. Oh, my God.
So, we got the Scousers on the weekend, then.
Yeah.
The blue half, yeah.
I saw an interesting tweet from an Everton fan, which is like, if we just let United beat us, then there won't be so much pressure on them to beat City. Yeah. What are you thinking, lads?
Yeah. Good thinking. We've all got to work together now. Well, like you said in your other review on Full Time Devils, it seems to come a bit of a nightmare season for us, Steve. And we've got to sit here, and unfortunately, yeah, it's the nature of our job, and we've got to talk about it. Whoever's on the radio or here, you've got to sit, you've got to be honest, and it is becoming a bit of a nightmare. And I bet everyone watching here now, someone obviously will be buzzing because they're not United fans, who are just watching us have a little cry, talk about pizza. But others who are United fans will know the pain. This is going to be fucking hard, this last end of the season, especially if we fail to get Champions League football. Fuck me.
Oh my God, yeah. If City win the Champions League, Liverpool win the title, and we come
fifth. And Arsenal get fourth.
And Arsenal get fourth. You're just like...
Jesus.
Well, fuck me, right?
We're going to this review before a pizza or buffet.
And Leeds United wins the championship.
And Leeds come up.
Actually,
it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse right now.
Leeds and Norwich coming
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ.
I 100% think that's going to happen now. We've just said it on here.
Yeah, they've been doing well.
Anya Keba says, would I bump up Pogba's contract to keep him?
No.
Probably not. In all honesty, because I'm sure he's all right for the rent. but you got to think, this is the problem now. You've put Sanchez on that wage, and every agent worth his salt, regardless of what they think of the club, is going to walk in there and go, so I see Sanchez is on... Like, it's not Ed Woodward that you sit down with. It's a guy called Matt Judge, right? He must walk into every meeting and they go, so Sanchez's wage, and he just goes.
Yeah.
Because he knows what you're asked for.
Yeah.
Even if you're shit, you can walk in and ask
for
200.
See, flip it and see it as like a film. A shit actor is getting paid a load of money to do this film. And if you're representing a good actor, you go in there, I want the same fucking money.
If you work on the radio with Joe and you walk in, you go, oh my God. Oh,
it was just ringing there.
He gets paid.
6 quid an hour. I want 7.
Oh my fucking God. Right, Tyrone says, how can you slate the players as much as I want and look them in the eye when I interview them? Because I'm honest. And I, bar certain exceptions, I'm pretty level-headed. I go, you got to score that there. And they know that.
Trust me, they know that. Yeah, necessarily slating. But none of them players will go back and watch this and they'll be happy with their performance today. So surely you can see that in their own heads, they'll be, you know...
And to be honest, most of the good players are their own worst critic.
Yeah.
And they get that. You know, maybe I'll go over the line a little bit sometimes with Young. I'm fucking bored of talking about it, to be honest. Pogba needs to go, not worth £10, says Warren Earns. I mean, probably is worth £10.
99p, I think.
Yeah,
99p.
St. Columbo, mercenaries, the club is cancerous. Yes, I agree on that. Yeah, the club has become a club that values... I hate to say this, we've become Liverpool in the 90s. We have. We absolutely have. Liverpool in the 90s, we've got our own Spice Boys. We have.
And not the ones off Piccadilly Gardens.
No, different ones. I'm wearing this shirt with a bit too much pride. Wearing it ironically.
Cashin and Lukaku.
How's Harry Kane on? I think you mean Sir Harry Kane MBE. How's he on 200 and you get like Rojo on 160?
Unbelievable.
Exactly. And this is a problem caused by Sanchez. Everyone walks in there now and goes,
yeah, the wage structure has truly been discombobulated.
And like, you know, let's be honest, Pogba probably is our best outfield player regardless of tonight's performance, and De Gea is probably our best player overall regardless of tonight's performance. So you walk in and you go, I want that or more. And in reality the board have got to go, well, they can't say you're not worth it.
Exactly.
And that's the problem, because it trickles down then, because you get the likes of Smalling and Jones and Rojo can walk in, pick up 150, 160 back, and then you go, we'd like to sell you now because you're actually bang average.
Yeah.
And they go, good luck finding a club that's going to pay that.
Anywhere.
Because where's Rojo going to go? I know Everton was interested. Yeah. But Everton probably was like, he's on how much?
Yeah.
A month, right?
Yeah. Oh, can't
a
hear
week.
You, sorry.
A week.
You're breaking up.
In fucking pesos. Pound.
No, pounds,
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ. No.
Pounds, pounds sterling,
I'm just going for a tunnel, mate. No, I don't fucking think so. Like, there's no way that you're going to be paying Rojo that sort of money. Like, what are they paying Richarlison? Probably not even 100.
No.
Probably not even 100. No. Yeah. So why are they going to... Oh, Sigurdsson. Yeah? And they'll be like, yeah, we're going to... or sometimes left back or centre half, probably as a backup to Mina and Keane, and we're going to pay him twice what we pay Richarlison. No, and that's the problem. You can never get rid of him. And then some bright spark's idea was to start renewing every fucker.
Why we renew some contracts this season just as well as Ollie, even the permanent manager?
Yeah. So Damian is out at the end of the season. His contract is done. So
we've offered him 4 years apparently. I don't know if that was a giggle or not.
Probably it was a joke.
Well,
if Sanchez can get off the books, then perhaps that can reshuffle the rate structure.
That's what it needs. I think that's where you've got to start. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whether it's PSG, yeah. Missed it early on in the stream.
That's true.
Let's do Young Watch.
See Young Watch again.
Do we say it together? No.
He was shit.
Thank you for watching.
That was Young Watch.
Have a good night.
That's because you had a couple more thousand people watching, so I thought they might have missed it. Oh, right. Oh, and check out this
gun.
That video you made, an hour long.
Oh, yeah, if you've not already, go and watch the hour long. Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, I have uploaded an hour long video of Ashley Young doing a Cruyff turn in the Nou Camp in slow motion with clown music. So if you'd like to go and watch that, please share it with everybody.
The whole hour, you love. Please.
Watch the whole hour.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a little Easter egg in there for you.
Ooh, at the end, yeah.
That's wanky, ever.
It is Easter. Go and check out Reggae Boys commentary over on YouTube for all your Jamaican sports needs.
Thank you,
and,
lads.
You got a new job, haven't you?
I've got a new job doing next to my Brexit. Right, thank you very much. I've got a new feature called Young Watch.
And when's that coming?
I've just got a new job on the radio.
Yeah, Radio Joe M, follow me. It's just in the morning. Yeah. Yeah. You can get up.
Just in the morning? You start a people's day?
6 till 10, I'll wake you up.
I'll imagine waking up with Joe.
Yeah.
Crash my car into a fucking bridge. Sorry. I mean, go listen to my mate Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll enjoy it.
Cheers, Alex.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm out. See you in a bit.